Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A federal appeals court has ruled the commonly used abortion pill, mifepristone, can still be used for now with some restrictions. CBS's Sarah Ewell Weiss.
Essentially, the FDA allowed for a non-physician to start prescribing the drug in 2016. It also allowed for this to be given out without going to a doctor's office. The other thing was in 2021, the FDA allowed for this drug to be sent by mail. That restriction will remain in place as well.
The second of two Black Democrats expelled from the Republican-led Tennessee House has just been reinstated. Justin Pearson's been sworn in a week after he was expelled for taking part in a gun control protest on the House floor.
Doors that are open to everybody in the state of Tennessee, not just rich somebodies, but everybody, not just straight somebodies, but everybody's, not just Republican somebodies, but everybody.
Representative Justin Jones was allowed back to office Monday. The Biden administration says it intends to make health insurance coverage available under Obamacare to hundreds of thousands of people brought into this country illegally as children.
To get the Affordable Care Act passed, then-President Obama insisted the reforms would not extend insurance coverage to immigrants here illegally. That affirmation led a GOP congressman to shout, "You lie," in the House chamber. Now, more than 13 years later, the Biden administration says it will enact a rule extending Medicaid and ACA exchange coverage to DACA recipients. The administration will, for this purpose, determine that those in the DACA program who were brought here illegally as children are lawfully present in the U.S.
Correspondent Stephen Portnoy reporting. President Biden says the Department of Justice is zeroing in on a suspect who may have leaked secret government documents online. Speaking in Ireland, Mr. Biden also says,
"I'm not concerned about the leakages, and I'm concerned that it happened. But there's nothing contemporaneous that I'm aware of."
The Washington Post is reporting the leaker is a young gun enthusiast who worked on a military base. There are calls from Republicans and from some Democrats for the oldest serving senator, Dianne Feinstein, to step down. The 89-year-old has missed 2 months of votes as she recovers from a case of shingles. Correspondent Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
In a statement last night, she said her return to Washington has been delayed due to continued complications. And also, in a rare request, she asked Senate Democratic leaders to temporarily fill her seat on the pivotal Senate Judiciary Committee. That panel's work confirming federal judges has been partially stalled in her absence.
The Dow is up 136 points. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com. STIHLUSA.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin is at risk for wildfires again today after a fire scorched about 83 acres of land near Nisseeta in central Wisconsin yesterday afternoon. People had to evacuate their homes and businesses. A wildfire at Fort McCoy forced Interstate 94 to close for a time. The Department of Natural Resources says nobody was hurt. The fire was contained by evening. It's not just wildfires threatening Wisconsin. There's a chance of flooding, too. Fast-melting snow is raising the chances of flooding on the Mississippi River. The National Weather Service says the chance for moderate flooding in Wisconsin next week is 80 to 90%. Chances of major flooding in some places is over 60%. In sports, the Brewers open a four-game series at San Diego tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Four times the fun, four times the excitement, four times the reasons you need to get to the Oasis Project's May 4th Splash for Cash event at Springwater Park. Join us for a day of fun in 45,000 square foot indoor water park, water slide, activity pools, game arcade, snack shop, 50-50 raffle,
all right, I won,
and 100 envelope ball. Go to oasisprojectwi.org/splash. That's oasisprojectwi.org/splash.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUK.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobity boo boo. Scobity doo.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Who is a bigger threat to our children? Is it drag queens or is it straight men? 844-967-2789. Who poses a bigger threat to our children, drag queens or straight men? 844-967-2789. Jane Matinier and Carol Kane in for Kristen Bry, who's going to be off for a couple of days. Thank you, my friend, for joining me.
Absolutely. Any chance I get to be able to work with you, I'm right there.
Well,
so
we're starting out hot, and because there have been so many bills directed towards banning drag shows and banning drag and anti-trans measures, and the argument appears to be that it is because they are groomers and they're grooming our children to become sexualized before they're ready. And you can do a Google search right now. Just stick it in the Google search bar. Youth pastor, child sexual abuse.
I wish I could say that I was shocked by that, but I'm seriously not. I mean, well, you know me, and you know that I have very, very, very good friends that are some of the premier drag queens here in the city.
Yep.
And I would think nothing of it to have them, you know, when my children were little, to have them sit with my kids. I would think nothing of it, because it's just unfortunate that this is kind of out there and propagated amongst a small minority of individuals. Yeah, you don't, I don't know, Jane. It's I'm more worried about talking about sexuality with kindergartners than having a drag queen read a book to my kids. You know, I don't know why we have to implement these sex education classes in K-5 and they don't even know their own bodies yet, you know? I mean, I'll tell you a story. Alex, when he was in fourth grade, I had to sign off on the class, right?
Okay, sure.
And it was all, you know, puberty. This is what happens to boys. This is what happens to girls. Yada, 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 yada. He came walking in the door. Now, he was fourth grade, 10-ish, 10, 11.
Okay.
He came in with his binder, and he threw it across the kitchen counter, and he goes, I don't want to talk about it. And I'm like, okay, fair enough. So even at that age, it was a little difficult for him. But to have a drag queen sit and read a book, come on, really?
Well, and think of all the instances of drag in theaters, in USO shows.
Oh, sure.
USO shows where they would go overseas to entertain the troops.
Right.
Would have men dressed up like women, which is drag.
Right.
Right. And that was perfectly fine.
Well, go back and as far as one of my favorite movies of all time is Some Like It Hot.
Absolutely.
You know, it's one of the greatest movies ever made. And, you know, I've got Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon that are in drag during 90% of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wish the thing is, too, is that the guys that are getting caught, the heterosexual guys that are getting caught, are some of the most vocal when it comes to preaching at you, if you will.
Yes.
And I always say, when you're that vocal, something's going on. I'm always a little leery. Something is happening, and I don't know what's going on behind closed doors, but I don't think I really want to know. So these guys that are taking advantage of young people are just despicable, just absolutely despicable creatures.
844-967-2789. Who's a bigger threat to our kids, drag queens or straight men? WSAU reporting last month, March 14th, a former youth pastor at the Woodlands Church in Plover has reached a deal for 7 felony counts related to the sexual assault of a child. Charges include first-degree child sexual assault with a person under 13, repeated sexual assault of the same victim, and multiple counts of child enticement. Charges against him go back to 2017. He was tasked with mentoring a child. It is believed that he assaulted the victim multiple times over 3 years. Youth pastor in Plover. And he is going to be back in court in June for a plea hearing. And that's just one of many, many, many cases you can find by doing a simple Google search.
Yeah. Yeah, you can find them all over the place. So the thing is that I do not understand why these guys think they're going to get away with it either. That's one thing that is always just shocking to me, is that they don't think that anything is going to happen. One, that anything is going to happen to them. And two, that they're that anybody's going to find out. Now, one of the things that I find is fascinating is just the fact that they're... I don't know. Jane, it just makes me so crazy because I just don't understand what is going through. I don't want to understand. The minute I do understand, there's going to be a problem as to what's going on in their mind. But do you think that they just think that this is a Teflon situation and they're never going to get caught?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look at the number. Good heavens, wasn't there a TV show entirely dedicated to catch a predator? And yet... that show was very popular. It was all over the place. And yet we still had men who were using their work computers to save child pornography.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, no, we've become such a, I hate to say the word sick society, but in, I don't know what else to categorize it as. It's just, you know...
But don't you feel, I feel like all of this projection onto the trans and gay communities is exactly what it is. It's projection. Because those are not the people who are committing the vast majority of these crimes. Another example, Anton Lazaro, former GOP operative, found guilty of sex trafficking underage girls. 7 counts, including commercial sex acts with 5 minors, 15 and 16, in 2020 when he was 30 years old. And the number of these cases go on and on and on.
Yeah. I wish that it was, these were exceptions to the rule, but I just do believe that there's more of this that's going on than we really are aware of. You've got the Republican running for South Dakota State Senate. He was charged with felony child abuse.
And this was a family member.
Right.
I believe it was an adoptive daughter. And he started grooming her when she was, what, 11?
He could face counts of rape, sexual contact with a child under the age of 16, and aggravated incest-related child abuse, according to the probable cause statement. Here's another thing, too. I understand the judicial process and that we have to let it play out, but sometimes why? Why do we even have to waste all our valuable money?
Just convict them?
Yeah.
That's it. You're guilty.
That's probably a horrible thing to say, and I probably shouldn't be saying it, but it's just like, why are we wasting all our time and money, especially if we have hard evidence that this is actually happening? Yeah, you don't want Carol to be your attorney for any stretch of the imagination, because Carol's ready to just throw away and
She's the hanging judge.
Yeah, lock them away and throw away the key.
844-967-2789. Who's a bigger threat to our children, drag queens or straight men? Ken from Appleton is on the phone. Ken, what do you want to say?
Hi, Ken.
Yeah. Hey, look at our president. He was going around sniffing and groping little girls, and he still became president.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ken. That was fun. Who is a bigger threat to our children, drag queens or straight men? And again, just jump on Google. Do a little Google search. Put in youth pastor or any pastor and child sex abuse, and it will blow you away how many examples come up.
Well, you know, I mean, we went through the whole Boy Scout era, remember? You know, we had that, where we had the Boy Scout leaders that were, you know, participating in bad behavior. So.
Yes.
I don't understand why some guys make it, go find somebody your own age. I mean, seriously.
Well, and I guess my whole point, Carol, is we are directing all our concerns to the wrong group of people. They are not the perpetrators.
Well, you know, there are probably exceptions to every rule.
Of course.
And I understand what you're saying, but you don't see too many. I don't know one of my gay friends or trans. I've got a trans friend. I've got a number of gay friends, and I've got a number of drag queen friends, and all they want to do is entertain.
Yeah.
Seriously, the drag queens, all they want to do is go out and have fun and entertain. So they want to dress up. I don't care. Whatever makes you happy. I've gotten to the point where I'm just, when it comes to this issue, when it comes to trans, gay, and drag queens, you know, if you're happy, I'm happy. You know, God love you. It doesn't matter to me. But when you start crossing the line and getting into and involved with little children, then that's when we gotta really take a stand. And I don't see any reason why we have to continue to put the. I sound terrible,
but it's about othering. It's about making an other, and it's about making an enemy, so that you can divert from your lack of policies and your lack of accomplishments. Look over here. Here's the scary people. These are the danger. These people are the danger.
Well, you're right.
Don't look at me, and don't look at my inaction on all of these other things that the constituents say that they want. No, look over here. These are the scary people.
It is deflection, without a doubt.
Right?
Yeah, there's a lot of deflection that's going on, for sure.
844-967-2789. Who poses a larger threat to our children, drag queens or straight men? We're going to keep the conversation going. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Everyone deserves freedom over their own body. Everyone deserves the right to choose. Everyone deserves access to quality, affordable healthcare without judgment. And everyone deserves a healthcare provider who stands firm on these beliefs. This is the Planned Parenthood experience at any one of our 22 health centers across Wisconsin that offer reproductive healthcare services for everyone. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. That's ppwi.org, and get the care you deserve, because we will provide that care no matter what.
Todos merecen la libertad sobre su propio cuerpo. Todo el mundo merece el derecho a elegir. Todos merecen acceso a una atención médica económica y de calidad sin juicios. Y todos merecen un proveedor de atención médica que se mantenga firme en estas creencias. Esta es la experiencia de Planned Parenthood en cualquiera de nuestros 22 centros de salud en Wisconsin, que ofrecen servicios de salud reproductiva para todos. Haz una cita hoy en ppwi.org y obtenga la atención que se merece, porque nosotros le brindaremos esa atención, pase lo que pase.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lierley helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Bright sunshine this afternoon with highs around 81. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 52. High temperatures reach up to 80. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday. Chance for scattered rain showers on Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Who's a bigger threat to our kids, drag queens or straight men? 844-967-2789. Jane Matinier along with Carol Kane with you until 2 o'clock. Kristen taking a couple of days off, and I'm actually going to be off tomorrow. So,
oh, you are?
I am. I have a very exciting day planned. I have an electrician coming in the morning and then the phone repair people in the afternoon.
Wow.
I know.
I'm glad I was sitting down for that. Holy moly.
Yes, I know. I live a life full of excitement.
Well, what's the problem? What do you need an electrician for? And what do you need?
My husband bought an EV, an electric vehicle. And right now.
He did. So you got to get a charging station in?
In the garage.
Okay.
So we're having an electrician come to pump that up tomorrow. And then we still have a landline.
So do I.
Because occasionally my husband needs it to send faxes and stuff like that. Our landline hasn't been working for 4 months.
Oh, okay.
And so he's finally coming tomorrow. What kills me is that I have gotten 3 messages from this company that will remain nameless telling me that they have fixed the problem and I could cancel the service call.
It's not working.
The phone line is dead.
Okay.
But they've told me 3 times now that they fixed the problem.
Okay.
And so I should cancel the appointment, for which I'm going to have to pay out of pocket.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. As long as we're scheduled, you just come and check it out. But so what did he buy when it comes to electric car? What did he get?
It's blue.
Okay.
It's a Kia.
Okay.
It's a Kia.
Okay.
EV.
All right. So are you ready to jump into that pool?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm cheap, and okay. I will drive my car until the doors fall off.
I'm kind of with you in that department. I mean, my car right now is a 2016. It's a Chrysler 300. It's my third 300 that I have, and I don't even have 50,000 miles on this thing.
Oh, it's like baby.
Yeah, so I've even thought about just going down to one vehicle so Lou and I can share. Because I can drive him to work. I'll be home. I can pick him up. He's just working at the Metromart down the street.
So true.
And my car just sits around for the better part of the day or the better part of the week. But and I have a friend who has done some investigating for me. I'm so lucky I have people that do work for me because I don't know exactly where to go. But they were like, somebody did some investigating and said, you got a 2016 300S with less than 50,000, you could get a lot of money for that. And I'm like, you know, I need a new kitchen countertop.
That would probably get you a new kitchen countertop.
Maybe that's what I should do. Just get rid of the darn thing. So if anybody out there is interested, just give me a call. Get a hold of Jane. She'll get a hold of me.
Right. 844-967-2789. Tradio with Carol Kane. We can get you to trade something for your Chrysler 300.
Yeah. You give me a grounded countertop. I'll work on it.
Coming up a little later on in the show, next hour, we're going to be joined by Kate Almland with the Washington County Humane Society. They recently rescued 34 dogs from a property in Washington County.
We've
talked about this before, and you and I are both huge animal lovers.
Yeah.
But some of these dogs were chained up to trees with no water, and they were kind of left to eat whatever moldy scraps this person decided to throw to them.
It's a very unfortunate, and I feel for the, and they're Jack Russells. They're a little dog.
And there's some of the pictures in the Journal Sentinel. They're so cute.
Yeah, they're so cute.
They're just adorable.
But, this kind of hits hard and hits home for me because they think, my vet does, that my Beauregard was probably chained up someplace. And because he has no teeth, like in the front and the bottom, and he's got them all wound down in the back. And they think that he probably was chained up someplace and he was just chewing to try and get away. Every now and then I look at him and I'm like, I'm so grateful that you came to me because I just feel that you probably had a real rough first couple of years. And my vet says, some of these dogs from the South, you don't want to know what they've been through.
I know.
So these poor guys, I'm so hopeful that they are ready for adoption and people can come and get them.
There's like five of them, I think, that are ready. And the other 30 or 29 are still getting treated for some health problems and stuff. But we're going to find out more about that in the next hour. If you are looking for a furry friend to bring into your life. And then in the third hour, the No Sour Haha Fun Time Power Hour, we're going to talk to Habitat from Humanity, for Humanity in Franklin. They recently had a donation and found some really rare art prints.
I saw this.
Is that not cool?
They're worth a lot of money, and that can go a long, long way for Habitat.
Yeah.
I mean, I just find it fascinating when those, those hidden gems kind of crop up. I love the whole stories of people that go to flea markets and all of a sudden they pick up this painting or something that they paid like $5
right.
for, and it turns out to be never happens to moi.
neither.
When I buy junk, it's actual junk. So,
but they're going to be going up for these prints are going to be going up for auction, I believe, on the 20th. So if you are an art connoisseur and that interests you, you want to stick around for that. So
good.
Again, Kristen is off. Jane and Carol going to be with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Coming up in the next segment, we have bottom of the hour news coming up. Term limits. How long is too darn long? Is it finally time, especially for this one particular lawmaker,
yes,
to step down and make room for somebody else?
Yes.
That's coming up. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A federal appeals court rules the commonly used abortion pill, mifepristone, can be used for now, but it can't be dispensed by mail. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
What we can say is we're going to continue to fight. We're going to promised to do that for Americans across the country, and we believe we will prevail because we believe that the law is on our side.
A lower court judge in Texas had completely blocked FDA approval. A second black lawmaker expelled from the Republican-led House in Tennessee has been reinstated. Justin Pearson was banished for taking part in a gun control protest on the floor of the House.
We are showing this state and the country the only way forward.
Justin Jones was reinstated Monday. Fort Lauderdale Airport will be closed for at least another half hour after massive rainfall that's led to widespread flooding.
We're trying to get back home, and they're telling us that the airport is closed, and so at this point, we don't know what to do.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's Republican lawmakers are looking to make it tougher to claim unemployment benefits after voters earlier this month supported a non-binding referendum on whether people should be required to look for work to get government assistance. One of the measures ties the number of weeks someone can receive benefits to the state's unemployment rate. Under the proposal, the current standard of 26 weeks of assistance would only happen when the unemployment rate rises to 9%, something that hasn't happened since the financial crash of 2008. An estimated 4,500 police officers from outside of Milwaukee could be coming to help with the 2024 Republican National Convention. Wisconsin's House delegation is seeking $25 million more to cover the city's security costs for the RNC. That would bring the total federal grant to $75 million. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Embroidery Professionals Plus, how may I help you?
I'm needing to get some patches made for a club I'm in. Is that something you guys do?
Absolutely.
I'm not sure how to get started.
Well, I'm happy to walk you through the process. Custom patches could be made in any size or shape and can be embroidered or printed. To get started, email your design.
Embroidery Professionals Plus has custom apparel specialists ready to work with your club, too. Two Wisconsin locations in Deerfield and Eden. Embroidery Professionals Plus, apparel you love, service you crave. Oh, yeah, and home of the Wisconsin Tailgater hoodie.
Four times the fun, four times the excitement, four times the reasons you need to get to the Oasis Project's May 4th Splash for Cash event at Springwater Park. Join us for a day of fun in 45,000 square foot indoor water park, water slide, activity pools, game arcade, snack shop, 50-50 raffle,
all right, I won,
and 100 envelope wall. Go to oasisprojectwi.org/splash. That's oasisprojectwi.org/splash.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Should there be mandatory term limits for elected officials, yes or no? And if so, who's been on the shelf far too long like a bad carton of cottage cheese? 844-967-2789. Jane Matnair, Carol Kane with you until 2 o'clock today. Mandatory term limits for elected officials, yes or no? And if so, who should go? 844-967-2789. Carol, I just do want to take a moment to re-rack the fact that I do have producer rules as producer.
Okay.
So,
and what are your rules?
My rules are, number one,
I want to make sure I'm not breaking anything.
Okay.
Okay.
Stick to the topic at hand.
Okay.
Number two,
yeah,
no talking over the guests or hosts.
Okay.
It's not just a platform for you to go on a rant for 4.5 minutes. And number three, no cursing and no insults, because that means you got nothing.
Oh, darn. That one.
There goes your whole point, right? Oh, rats.
Because I, to be perfectly honest with you, I mean, having been in radio for a long, long time, obviously, there are certain words that aren't acceptable. Otherwise, the FCC will be coming after you. But yeah. Off air, I will say this. I got the mouth of a merchant marine. I know I do. I just do. I when Elizabeth was a baby, and I'm freely admitting this, when Elizabeth was a baby, I think she was like two. She was looking, she's standing up on the couch, looking out the window at the Christmas lights. And she went, oh, GD it.
Oh, no.
They're beautiful. And
I wonder where she got that from.
Lou looked at me with utter disgust and said, she didn't learn that from me. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I'll try not to step on that, one.
That's all right. I got the dump button.
Got it.
If you're going to call, just remember those are my three producer's rules.
Right.
I have become power mad now that I control all the volumes.
There you go. So nothing wrong with that.
Just keep that in mind.
You bet.
844-967-2789. The reason we bring this up, Senator Dianne Feinstein of California said Wednesday night she has asked to be temporarily replaced on the Senate Judiciary Committee while she's recovering from shingles. But she is committed to returning to the Senate amid pressure by some in her party to step down. This is from CNN. Feinstein said she thought she'd be back in Washington by the end of last month, but that her return has been delayed because of continued complications. She will be back as soon as possible once my medical team advises me it's safe to travel. Now, I don't know a lot about shingles. I know that it's supposed to be very, very painful.
I've had them.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, it's very painful.
But did that affect your ability to travel?
Well, at the time, I mean, I'm as old as Methuselah. We all know that. But I had them when I was in college. And the doctor at the time decided that I should just be sedentary, just lay around for the month between Christmas and
oh really?
Yeah. Depending on the placement of the shingles, it might be very difficult to strap yourself into a plane seat or you know, I mean, but they are, I mean, you are like, it breaks out into this blistery rash.
Yeah, it sounds lovely.
It's very, 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 very painful. But
part of the issue is that, well, I mean, she's been gone for over a month, and this has slowed down the Democratic Party's push to confirm nominees.
No doubt about it. And
she's missed like 60 votes.
When you have members of your own party, it should be a red flag for you. When you have members of your own party asking for your resignation, then you really have to stop and seriously consider if maybe this is something that's for the betterment of the party. Once you get into these, and you've got Risser from Wisconsin, he's not running for reelection. He's been in public office for 64 years. Listen, I get it. You've served your constituents well. You've been there. You ran. You got elected. And this is coming from, to tell you the truth, my dad's dad, my Bumpa, he was elected to the Stoughton City Council when he was 93 years old.
Seriously.
Now, he wasn't able to, Carol. He wasn't able to fulfill his obligations and he had to step down because he got sick and he passed away, right?
That'll end a term.
That's going to end it. And the thing is that I always start to question these people that have been in for decades. And Dianne is one of these. Are you in it for the job or are you in it because this has become part of the fabric of your being? Are you so addicted to being in this position that you can't ever think of yourself not doing it? You know,
it's the complete definition of who you are, right?
Exactly. Like, Dianne, can you step away, go live in San Francisco and just be regular?
Dianne.
Dianne, you don't have to be, with the title. You don't need the title. But I think for some people, it is such an addiction that they cannot let it go. And our current president is also in that realm.
So is the former president.
So is the former president. Yes. You know, they make a, it's become, and I've said this for so long, and I stand by it. I think Washington corrupts. I do. I'm not saying she's corrupt. Don't get me wrong. But I just think that they go and they are catered to, and they have this persona, and the power is addicting. Well, I think power is addicting.
It obviously is, with the way they all fight so hard to stay around and get reelected over and over and over again. And it's either the easiest job in the world.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if you're in a gerrymandered district, you don't really have to ever respond to your constituents.
Right.
Because you're going to get reelected anyway.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, our legislature, what, they work 3 months? Three months a year?
It's good work if you can get it.
Yeah, no kidding. So I can see why they would want to hang on to it. But as you pointed out, too, some of these people are genuine public servants who at least when they started out,
right,
were really focused on issues. Ro Khanna of California, who's one of the Democratic reps who's called for her to resign, and said, Feinstein's been an icon of on issues of gun violence and women's rights, but it's painfully obvious to many of us in California she can no longer fulfill her duties because she doesn't have a clear return date. We haven't been able to confirm judges at a time where women's rights and voting rights are under assault.
Right, right.
So, again, she's 89 years old. Chuck Grassley from Iowa is 92.
Right, right. I in all honesty, I just watched a stand-up stand-up comedy show on Netflix, and it was a female comic, and she was talking about Chuck, and she was saying that there were reporters racing after him trying to talk to him about the female reporters, and she's like, honey, you don't even know. He doesn't even know why you're there. She said, why in the world would you think that he would have an opinion on this particular topic when he thinks you should be staying at home? It's a Tuesday night. Who's making dinner for the hubby? And I burst out laughing. I'm like, yeah, okay. He's a little removed. I keep saying, too, that there's got to be somebody. Now, I just saw an article on he's running for the GOP, but Vivek, I don't know how to pronounce his name. But the thing was, is his last name. So he's running for president in 2024, and he's part of the Republican Party. It doesn't stand a chance because nobody knows his name. Nobody knows who he is. But I was like, oh, he's 37. That to me was like, oh, you know, he's not an old white guy or an old white woman. You know, it's somebody at least it's coming in from the wings. That was Pete. During the last election, that's why I loved him. He was a 37, 39-year-old guy. We just got to get some new blood. It's time to go, Papa. I'm sorry. It's time. You've served your country well, and it started out great, but now it's fine. You can retire. We'll remember you.
844-967-2789. We're asking if there should be a mandatory retirement age for elected officials. If so, who would you like to see go? And what should the age be? 70,
well,
75? 70?
Yeah, and I think, this is just Carol talking, I would even give you 4 terms. Okay.
Okay.
You want to serve 4 terms, then I think it's time to move on.
For both Senate and House?
Yeah. Yes. Because you have the choice of which one you want to run for. But I just don't think they're capable. I just don't think that they are able to step away. And I think that is with their families too. You know, they get used to the good life.
Oh, sure.
And,
It's tough to let that go. The best tables, the best tickets, the best connections.
Everybody
best,
knows you. Everybody,
you get tickets to the Super Bowl. You get tickets to whatever, you know, big athletic events in your state, right? All yeah. those perks.
Right, right. The red carpet is rolled out whenever you're in the House. And I just think that they have to, there should be term limits. And I think that if we have a an age that you can run for president. You have a base age that you have to meet before you can run for president.
Yes.
There should be an age on the other side. So when you say 75, yeah.
You think that's pushing it?
I think that by the time you're 75, I think you should be done. That's it. You can't run again at 75. But I think by the time you hit 75, that's it. Time to go home. Go home. Because I can tell you that in my experience, and I've lived for a long time, cognitive awareness and cognitive abilities do
lessen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And your relatability to many of your constituents also is lessened as you get into your 80s and 90s. And how do you relate to somebody who's 50 years old trying to make ends meet? I don't know.
Well, at 50 years old, what about 30 years old? There was nothing that highlighted the age discrepancy more than when they were holding hearings with tech companies.
Oh, God, yeah.
Should Chuck Grassley, and I don't remember if he was on this particular panel, but if you're 92 and 89, and you need your grandkids to show you how to Google something,
yeah,
maybe you're not qualified to be making determinations about what should be happening within the tech industry.
Right. I mean, some of these tech guys that were testified, it was almost like they were kind of starstruck. It's like, wow, look at him. He's really worth a lot of money. Maybe I should ask him how to get my password because I can't remember how to get my password.
And from what I understand, I mean, there are companies that have a cutoff point for the age of their CEO. If you are CEO, you have to retire at 70.
Right.
You're done.
Right.
Thank you for your service. Here's your golden parachute.
Right.
Now go away.
Yeah. I don't have to tell you the truth, I would love for somebody to pay me to go away.
You and I have talked about this many times.
Yes. Here's a big check. Go away. Bye. See you later.
Easiest thing we ever did.
Yeah.
Thing we ever did.
You're not going to hurt my feelings. I'm out of here. I'm going to go and grab someplace on the beach in the Bahamas. See you later.
Jane and Carol in for Kristen Bry. When we come back after a very short break, we have another fire warning that the state is under. And there are just a couple tips that we want to kick around as a reminder for folks. They had a real big fire.
Yeah, up by Fort McCoy.
Up near Fort McCoy. Uh-huh. And I believe it's finally starting to get under control. But just because you might be squishing around where you are, it doesn't necessarily mean that that is the situation to your neighbors. So stick around for that. A lot more on the way. Jane and Carol, this is As Goes Wisconsin.
Summer chance, I made my break. I took the biggest float in the Rose Parade. I got jailed, no disgrace. 100 million people saw my face. I called a conference with the press, and that's my marriage plans in a wedding dress. I climbed a building, the six below, on New Year's Eve without a stitch of clothes. I wanna be in the headlines.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High of 81 this afternoon under clear skies. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 52. Tonight, clear skies. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs around 80. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Much cooler Sunday with highs in the mid-50s and showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane and Carol in for Kristen Bry. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can always touch base with us either text or phone at 844-967-2789. Second day in a row where we are under a statewide warning about fires. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources crews on the scene of an approximately 2,800-acre wildfire in Jackson County, not quite 50% contained. The Arcadia fire started at the north end of Fort McCoy. There had to be some voluntary evacuations. No injuries reported. Today's weather conditions continue to elevate fire danger, so this is a red flag warning. 38 counties, DNR suspending is outdoor burning. Now, I know it seems like real innocuous things, but this is how this stuff happens.
Right.
Campfires, ashes from outdoor fires, outdoor grills, smoking, smokers.
Yeah, don't throw the butts out the window.
Don't throw a lit butt out the window. That just drives me nuts.
Well, you know what? It's kind of like the state doesn't know what it wants to do. We've got the red flags with the fires, but we also have flooding in some areas because of the snow that's melting so quickly.
Right.
So it's just like this is it's very typical of spring here in Wisconsin, and it may be very interesting, or you may not have the understand why they are in this position. Especially, it's like I'm squishy. I live next to, really close to Lake Michigan.
Yep.
And the dogs track in muddy. It's just real. If we brought our lawnmower out to do the lawn,
it would sink.
I think we would. Yeah. But it is. And to tell you the truth, my neighbors have a big burn pit.
Mm-hmm.
And every time they fire that baby up, I just sit there and I'm like, should I be sitting out in my backyard with my hose in case this thing goes away? Because, I mean, it happens.
Yes, it does happen.
Yeah, and you can't just set it and walk away. You've got to sit there and monitor what's happening. So it's not brain surgery. Don't go out and burn when there's a red flag warning, you idiots.
Well, and some of the other things that I would not necessarily have thought of. But again, they have suspended outdoor burning, chainsaws, off-road vehicles, other small engines.
Well,
if they get hot enough, can throw a spark. And if you're in a dry, grassy area, sometimes that's all it takes.
Yeah, I mean, you have to use some common sense here. This is not brain surgery, and if you live in that area, you should be well aware of how tinder dry it is, and how to not. Could you imagine? I would feel awful if you started to you did something stupid, and we all do stupid stuff, no doubt about it. But if you did something stupid, and the next thing you know, the house is on fire.
Well, and that's what happens with like these gender reveal parties.
Oh, God. Don't even get me started on those.
Blow something up in our backyard to tell people whether it's a boy or a girl, and then you start a massive wildfire and burn down your neighborhood.
Okay. Let's just revert to that for just one second.
Okay.
Whatever happened to the cake? Just a cake. You know, it's an innocuous cake and everybody gets a sweet treat at the end. You cut it open, it's blue or it's pink. That's it. It's a cake. Fine. Were you not, you know, firing off a cannon or you're not? Yeah, I love those things. Like the one, I just did see this. The cannon backfired and the dad, it was almost like poetic justice. He didn't get hurt. It was just this, you know, all the blue came back at him. And I'm like, okay, we don't have to be so dramatic. Or even, because Jane, when I was pregnant, I just called people and go, hi, we're going to wait till the baby's born.
So you didn't find out ahead of time?
I found out with Alex just because of the fact that I had to go to the hospital for so long.
Sure. And that was your second one.
That was my second one. Right. And I remember the doctor calling me going, well, you have a normal male. And I went, I didn't want to know. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, that's fine, whatever. But then when I was laying in the hospital, I knew who I was talking to.
Right.
Because I knew who was. I was just like, okay, buddy, you got to cook a little longer there, dude. But yeah, I just, you know, no burn pits. I would even go as far as saying maybe grilling wouldn't be a good idea. You know, especially if you have, like I have, a regular Weber with hot coals.
Gas grill is something else.
Gas grill probably is something else, or an electric grill, probably okay.
You just don't want to have any sparks flying anywhere or anything that can float.
Right. Exactly.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
Going back just briefly.
Yes.
To the man with the cannon.
Yeah.
For the gender reveal.
Why do you have a cannon?
Is it you go to Cannons R Us? Where does one go? Not that I'm looking to rent a cannon.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure.
Just out of curiosity.
I'm not exactly sure where the cannon came from. I just watched the YouTube video and I was just like, oh, you're procreating?
Right? Oh, you lucky child. You've got such a smart dad.
You don't have the brains that God gave a goose. What are you doing? What are you doing? And you know, and the thing was, is that the wife was standing there and she was just like, he's a moron.
Oh,
he's
God.
An idiot.
Oh, it's going to be a long road for that couple.
Oh, good goodness. Good goodness.
All right. If you are looking to expand your household with
always.
Perhaps a little furry friend.
Always, Jane.
Come. Oh, and that's right. You have a pretty open door policy with adding animals.
To tell you the truth, my husband has banned me from volunteering at our local humane society. And I'm like, but I would like to do something to help somebody. He goes, Carol, we'll be Noah's Ark.
In no time.
I know you.
Washington County Humane Society is going to be joining us next hour at 12:33. They just rescued about 34 dogs from a property in Washington County. They're adorable Jack Russell Terriers, and I believe 5 of them are ready to go up for adoption and find their forever homes. So Kay Amland is going to be joining us. She's the executive director, and find out the status of those pooches and how soon you can go check them out and bring one of them home.
Yeah, that's, and you know what? I am confident, absolutely hands down confident that those dogs will be adopted.
Oh.
Because it happens all the time when you see the plane loads come in from a hurricane ravaged area or something like that. Those guys get good homes right away. You got people lining out the door to get them.
We have some good folks here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we sure do. And we have, and our humane societies, that's the one thing I love about them is that they treat these animals with such kindness and respect.
Like they're their own.
Yes, exactly.
Stick with us. Top of the hour news on the way. You're listening to Jane and Carol. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media State.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.